British Columbia has greenlit another gold mine in the region's prolific Golden Triangle near Hyder, Alaska. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports.
IDM Mining CEO Rob McLeod said the 363-acre mine would be a relatively modest operation.
It's a fairly short mine life at about 5.5 years. But in 2017, we added another 20% of resources, and the deposit is wide open for expansion.
The environmental assessment approved by BC authorities envisions downstream monitoring for about 10 years after the mine closes down. Federal scientists in Juneau are concerned that's not long enough. NOAA hydrologist Sean Egan said historic mines nearby have proven it can take decades for sulfides in mine waste to oxidize in a way that generates acid drainage.
In earlier minings, they had piles of rock sitting around, and it took 20 years for the acid to really develop, the acid leaching to really come out of those piles. So the amount of time they're proposing to monitor does not seem sufficient.
Alaska regulators have also weighed in. They work with their BC counterparts because of potential downstream impacts in Alaska. Kyle Moselle is in charge of large mine projects for the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. His agency didn't find any red flags with the project.
You know, I'm not going to second guess the regulatory decision by the BC regulatory agencies on setting that 10-year post-closure monitoring period. But it's not unusual that for a short-lived mine, you would have a proportionally short monitoring period.
But Alaska-based mine watchdogs have concerns about the proposed tailing facility. That's where mine waste is stored in reservoirs. Brian Lynch is a retired Alaska Fish and Game biologist who now works for a group called Rivers Without Borders.
Tailings dams are the problem. You know, not just in the gold mines in BC, but tailings dams for coal mines in the, you know, in the U.S. It's just having those in the systems that can be problematic.
Rivers Without Borders and other green groups urged IDM to use dry stacking for its mine waste. It's like what it sounds. Water is filtered from the waste, allowing it to be stacked in dry heaps for long-term storage. It's the method used at the Hecla Greens Creek mine on Admiralty Island. But McLeod said in order to liberate the gold from the ore, it'll have to grind the material down to about 25 microns.
And so with such a fine particle size, that is not generally amenable to the dry stack method.
He said his company understands the sensitivity around tailing ponds, and IDM is still finalizing its storage plan.
We may mix the tailings in with concrete, but upon closure, it would be sealed with another geomembrane and covered up and will be continued to be monitored at the headwaters.
The Canadian Environmental Assessment Agency is doing its own separate federal review, and it's taking public comment through October 18th. IDM projects its Red Mountain mine will produce about 500,000 ounces of gold, worth nearly $600 million at today's gold prices. The company expects to begin construction in 2020. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.